Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of May 2018, and this is the 800th Mole Out Loud podcast. So, another bit of a milestone, 800. I'm just returning from a big, long walk. I went on my new track, my new extended track. And it was so peaceful. The wind had completely died down, and the temperature had dropped quite a lot. I think it was about 4 when I left home. I've been wearing my beautiful new warm soft scarf, and it was really snug going up and round. I've taken it off now. The sun's come out and it's a little bit warmer. It's not that warm. It's about 12, I think, if that. But the wind is starting up again, so I thought I would just talk to you briefly before it did and before I get back to the main path. One of the things I've been really noticing on this walk is the different surfaces that I've been on. Some of it going through the beginning part of my off-track walk was very moist, lovely sort of crumbly dark earth, and then because of the wind there was quite a lot of dead bark and branches and things, but particularly dead bark really crackling underfoot, and sandy bits, and this side is quite dry and bits of gravel and stone and scree and moss. It's been lovely. I just wanted to have quite a meditative walk and focusing on the ground I was walking on in a sensory sense, not just to stop myself from falling over, was a really lovely way to do it. I woke up this morning on what I would think of as the wrong side of my bed, and I think I had some quite disturbing dreams and found it was difficult to shake myself out of them when I woke up. So coming here has been a really good way of letting it go. Feel very much more myself now, and I'm looking forward to getting home and having my breakfast. I think last night one of the things that was disturbing me, apart from the wind, was that I could hear scrabbling in the roof, not the possums on the roof. They're really heavy and they thump about, but this felt more like mice or rats or something in the ceiling cavity. And it's not that the noise is particularly loud, it's just I have this sort of dread of having to deal with it. So that probably didn't help influence did influence and didn't help the tone of my dreams. But now this lovely gentle breeze at the moment, not wind, and I love this colder weather, and just feeling that cool on my cheeks, very fresh. I'm going to pause you for a while and see when we next talk. I'm not quite sure when that's going to be. It may be this afternoon. So I shall talk to you later. Hello again. It's late afternoon, not very late afternoon, just a little bit late afternoon. It feels later than it used to because it's dusk and it's 4:30. So our evenings, or our days rather, are getting shorter and our evenings longer. I've just made myself a pot of tea. I have to eat really early on these island cave nights because they start at 5:30, and I can't really wait until 9 p.m., which is when I get back. So I've just had some soup, which felt a bit odd to have it now, and I'm having tea afterwards, which feels even odder, but I really love having a pot of tea late in the afternoon. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. I've been making lots of notes in my notebook this afternoon at the cafe. And so I'm hoping that I've prepared my mind for tonight's typing something, or just writing more. We'll see. But I feel as if I'm a bit more in the zone than I have been for several days. So I hope that you've been in that zone too, that you've been able to engage and not be too distracted by other requirements or by yourself, which is what happens with me. I'm more often distracted by myself than anybody else. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.